And welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall. Glad you're with us. Now we're going to turn to an artist and a curator who are behind a provocative exhibition at UMBC over in Catonsville. It's called Gun Show. David Hess is the artist and Dr. Kathy O'Dell is the curator. They join me here in Studio A. It's good to see you both.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks for having us.
If you would like to join our conversation about Gun Show and about guns in general, 410-662-8780. That's our number here at midday. Our email, midday@wypr.org. And if you want to join the throngs of human beings who follow us on Twitter, @MiddayTomHall. So, David, what's your aspiration here in this show? You first of all, explain what these items are. There's a ton of them. I don't know how many of them, 100 and something,
right?
120 something, spread out on the floor over in a big, large room over at UMBC, and they all look like guns. None of them actually are guns.
Right.
How did you make them, and what were you trying to do?
So how did I make them? I've been an artist for 30 years in Baltimore, and my practice is really making public sculpture and doing furniture and sculpture for public and private places. And I guess how this started for me was I actually listen to the radio every day in my studio, and studio is
an excellent
place,
life choice for anyone, by the way.
Listening to YPR, actually. And the radio really kind of gets in your head. And honestly, it's the kind of thing that when you're working with your hands, you sort of really try to sort of get in the spirit of what you're making, but you tend to ruminate about subjects. And I remember back in 2012, pretty vividly, when Sandy Hook happened, that the radio really took me to that place on a regular basis of just not really even knowing what to make of what happened at Sandy Hook, and just listening to people talk about it and reading about it. I guess as an artist, I wanted to respond with the public art piece.
So
that's what this is.
Yeah. So Kathy O'Dell, I mean, David has created all these things that look like guns out of what he calls rescued objects. Mm-hmm. In the brochure that accompanies this thing, you say in your opening gambit, you say, "How does it feel to hold a gun?" Is that what this is about? Is this exhibition? What are the questions you want people to be asking when they walk into that room and they see all of these guns made out of these found rescued objects?
That's a great question. That quote actually is from Dan Baum's book called Gun Guy. And I led with it because there is a way, I think, in which when someone handles these sculptures, something happens. A line of questioning begins in the brain that they might not have had before had they not handled them. Now, we had anticipated that all 112 would be able to be handled in the exhibition. They had been in previous venues where parts of this show had been shown. We were not able to get that accomplished legally because of insurance purposes, but we did land on a compromise that 12 could be identified as a study set, and they'll be pulled out of the exhibition for a special handling and discussion event on October 5th at 4 o'clock. And we have numerous guests who will be present at that to further discussion.
The insurers were just worried about some of the art being hurt? Were they worried about the art being hurt, or were they worried about people being hurt?
I think
these aren't
both.
Real guns. I mean,
exactly.
They don't shoot.
I think it's both. I can't begin to detail the university system of Maryland's insurance regulations. And we just finally had to roll over and go with the compromise. But I've been glad about that because I've been learning in holding numerous class sessions there and having visitors there. We sit on the tarps and we discuss, which was the goal all along. That's been David's goal, is to discuss the complicated issues about guns. So without being able to handle them, sit there, connect visually, there's another whole set of questions that go on in the head. So I think the exhibition has been made richer for all of that. The issues are so complicated, they beg for discussion.
Yeah, and David, it strikes me, having walked through this, that a part of the power of this is in the sheer volume of the things. I mean, there's like 112, I guess, is the actual number, right? I mean, there's just row after row after row after row. I mean, that was a big part of it. This really wouldn't have worked quite as well if you had done eight of them, right?
Right. So we have shown it, like Kathy said, we're in pieces, and I showed it in New York. I showed 35 of them. I showed it in Memphis. There were 18. In Raleigh, there were 35. I guess the reason for the number is to kind of make it feel like you were saying, like it sort of goes on forever. And then when you see the number of guns displayed on the wall that we have in our country right now, that really is kind of incomprehensible, you know? And so this is a tiny little volume of what really the number of guns that are out there.
Yeah. Well, 265 million guns in this country. There are 242 million adults. That means there's plenty of folks with more than one. Mm-hmm. I have zero. So, you know, there's a lot of folks. I mean, so this average of this is really quite something. Kathy, just real quick as we finish up, the capacity for art to pose these questions as opposed to, you know, a Rand Corporation study. What is it?
Yes. Great question. And I will respond with an anecdote from a student.
A quick one.
The first group that came in of students were told to come in for class. One of them said, I've been passing by here every day and seeing this installed, and I thought they were real guns. He said, when I heard I had to be here today, I didn't want to come. But now I'm here, and I realize they're art, they're sculpture. Now I can talk about guns and gun violence. So art as a gateway to discussion and social change.
Well, we will have lots more to talk about guns here on Midday, that's for sure, because it's something that is, you know, such an important issue in our culture. But I appreciate both of you guys coming in and break a leg with the rest of the exhibit. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. The artist David Hess and the curator Kathy O'Dell. The installation is at UMBC's Center for Art, Design, and Visual Culture in Catonsville. It's called Gun Show. It's there until October 14th. Kathy O'Dell will lead a gallery talk next Friday and the following Wednesday at noon. You can come to our website, wypr.org/midday, and we'll shoot you, if you'll forgive me the pun, a link to more information. Again, wypr.org/midday. That'll do it for us today. Coming up next week, the Supreme Court reassembles for a new term on Monday. My guest will be Jamal Green, a law professor at Columbia University, and attorney and Midday legal eagle Edward Smith. We'll have a preview of the court as it prepares to take up their new docket of controversial cases. That's coming up Monday here on Midday. Midday's director and engineer is Luke Spicknall. He also mends our socks. And he's a swell, swell dude for doing that, if nothing else. Our producers are Rob Sivak, Bridget Armstrong, and Kathleen Cahill. Our production assistant is Sienna Greaves. Austin Coglick of Clean Cuts wrote and recorded our theme music. Thanks again to everybody who made a pledge in our fall membership campaign this week. All of us on the Midday team, and indeed all of us at Your Public Radio, are so grateful for your interest, your support, and your willingness to lift up our station as we work to bring you the kind of programming that you've come to expect and that you deserve. Thank you very much. I'm Tom Hall. We'll see you Monday for our listeners observing Yom Kippur tonight and tomorrow. Gemar Chatima Tova. Have a great weekend.